is Parker Pathways. And Dr. Wynn Parker, June 17, 2007. This is a live show. And the call-in number is 313-9443, republicbroadcasting.org. And we're continuing a discussion with Janet Phelan, who is, I'm quite honored to have her on the show, because I think that she's uncovered a water as a weapon theme of reality. Janet, I'm going to just mention, just take a minute to give you an idea of where I first heard of something like this going on, but I didn't put the dots together. This was about, I would say about 4 years ago. And I was reviewing a paper on the Hardy-Weinberg law. Now, Hardy-Weinberg law is an explanation of genetic ratios remaining constant from generation to generation in any sexually active population. And the idea, if all the conditions were such that mutations did not occur, or there was no net movement of any individual into or out of a population, and all the offspring produced have the same chances for survival, and mating is at random, that's the point of the Hardy-Weinberg law, there would not be a change of the alleles or the gene structure. In other words, you would have equal distribution of genotypes, but the whole thing based upon chemicals, which is where I ran across the idea of chlorine causing breast cancer. And this extensive piece of work had just been declassified, and I was reviewing it based upon how to incite breast cancer and increase the ratios by using it as a terrorist weapon. And it was a very interesting article, but what struck me that it was how it was geared toward changing natural populations. And I was saying at the time, I had the thought, well, how would they do that in terms of in social planning in America? And then there was a footnote based upon the fact of being able to have water distribution systems affected based upon what they did in Germany. And that was it. That was the footnote. They didn't have any other, they didn't have an author, they didn't have, you know, any scholarly author relationship as you usually have on a peer review system. And that was the end of it. I always kept it in mind then when I came across chloramine and its effect on the human body and how it chemically changed the liver structures and kidney structures and the brains of animals and humans. And then when I found out that the government had placed this in 1989 into the state system for having it as what they call the secondary disinfectant, but it's really used as a primary disinfectant. And then I found out that it has skull and crossbones on it. The chloramine has a skull and crossbones on it in the MSDS sheet. As soon as I exposed that to the public, then the government changed the skull and crossbones to an X. Now, when you change an MSDS sheet, that's a sheet that's used by industries to show workers if there's an antidote in case they get poisoned. It was a time when I saw the MSDS sheet on chloramine, and it had changed to an X. That was because they openly told me, the government told me, do not say that we're responsible. So, and I can't say who I talked to, nor will I ever, but there we are. Guess what's at the bottom of the MSDS sheet? Don't touch the second pipe. And I didn't know what the second pipe was. So we'll come back after this break and we'll discuss that second pipe.
Yeah. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we have our honored guest, Janet Phelan, who has written some material on Water's a Weapon. We have a caller, Mike. Mike, are you on air? Mike?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Who ever thought that a show that dealt with health issues, and particularly water, would have such a provocative and ominous type of show?
I've had this on, I've had this Parker Pathways on for a year, and we've talked about medicine and law and the integration of the internal body, the treaties with China, even Cuba, concerning water and the Chinese connection with all of it and everything.
You always have an interesting show, and this one is particularly ominous. But I first heard about this about a year and a half ago on the Power Hour. And Joyce and Dave, Dave on Clash, Joyce Riley, they kind of said this is kind of a rumor, so we don't want to say for sure. But let me ask you, your guest, does she have a website that I can, further check this on?
I have been publishing my articles largely on indie media sites. And this particular article is on the front page of Miami Indie Media. And it's also, actually, it's on every indie media site in the world, but it's easiest to find on Miami Indie Media. I'm at this point doing more research about this. There'll be more articles published about this.
So,
but I am
okay.
Using Indie Media as a posting site.
Okay, so I missed part of your first hour, but let me just get this straight. So then this is basically what you're implying or saying outright, that basically our government is going to reinstall valves on the water systems on individual housing units and businesses, and on some kind of trigger, depending on who they decide they want to get rid of, they're going to just poison the water and get rid of potentially millions of people simultaneously. Is that basically what you're trying to say?
Unfortunately, that is basically what I'm trying to say. The article, Water as a Weapon, greatly expands the work originally done that, yes, I was interviewed by Joyce and Dave. At this point, I have far more documentation than I did at that time. And there also made a couple of errors originally in the original article, which was Public Extermination Project. Water as a Weapon has corrected the errors and provided far more documentation than I had. What I had at that time looked kind of like something kind of dicey was going on. But at this point, the documentation is becoming far more conclusive.
Okay, well, then let me just ask you a question.
Sure.
This sounds like a very expensive project, because aren't they going to have to nationwide dig up virtually the whole water system in order to install a whole new valve? I mean, you're talking about a project that could cost hundreds of billions of dollars, because if you want to target each individual household, you know, person that is on their doo-doo list, let's say, you know, let's say you have a apartment complex, you know, whatever, and certain individuals that are living there, you know, let's say the husband is on the list, but the wife isn't. Well, they're both going to be drinking the same water. You know, this sounds like a very expensive.
Mike, I am going to have the guest answer that, but may I answer that, Janet,
sure,
for just a minute?
Sure.
Janet, may I answer that?
Go right ahead.
Yeah, I want to mention two things. First of all, on the RBN homepage, on the right there, you'll see my collateral damage caused by chloramine. Yeah, you just click that on, and you'll have a very good idea as to what their first intention was by having secondary disinfectants as a cover for all the damaged infrastructure for America. The concept of adding valves and putting through was started. I don't know if Janet will cover this, but the whole thing is that I have extensive information on that. 4 years ago, that project started, and the House of Representatives, under the guise of what's called Infrastructure Improvement Act, at the end of last year, appropriated for this project $400 million as a start, and to be accrued up to $7 billion for the National Valve Structure System. It's called under the House of Representatives Acts, Improvement Status. That's all it says. It's just a paragraph, Improvement Status. And so this whole thing is not... and by the way, as Janet has pointed out already, no one hides this, because most people just go to work, pick up their lunch buddy, and get on their tractors and dig their trench.
Yeah.
I need to make something clear here, and this was an error in the original article. The work on this started about 30 years ago. This did not start after 9/11.
The government has been retrofitting, exactly,
or reconfiguring the water system. They have spread it over decades.
Absolutely. That's absolutely a true statement that Janet's making right there.
So this has been an ongoing thing. So, in other words, rather than go on a huge project all at once, this is something, as time goes on, they've been retrofitting under the guise of, well,
of repairing the infrastructure.
Upgrading.
Yeah.
So this is really a diabolical. I tell you, I hear so many, you know, this is such a diabolical thing. It's just hard to wrap your mind around it. But I know you have very good credibility, and your guest sounds very sincere and very credible. And how the heck do you stop something like this? And how do you warn the public at large that something like this is happening without them accusing you of being a tinfoil hat-wearing kook? You know what I mean?
The reason that we can't be accused of that is because I report the science, and I report the contracts and the concept and how the bureaucratic agencies in the AMA and other aspects of the committee meetings, we report exactly what's happening, and I connect the dots to it. You cannot deny. When I say peer review work, Mike, we're talking about the government contracting someone to do the work. So it's their own work.
Sure.
It's like the EPA saying in 1989, it's okay for the states to put chloramine in there in the waters, even though it causes cancer in the liver of rats and leukemia in rats, but we're going to ignore all of the human studies we did. And so they shut it down in 89 and said, go for it. And so they had already started the valve project in 86 on the big scale. And I did not discover that until I was doing the research on the other end of the chloramine action of the health damage that was being done in tissue so that you couldn't get an organ transplant to take under immunological conditions. And that's how it all evolved. Otherwise, Mike, we would not, I know, which maybe Janet would know because she's an investigative reporter and a damn good one, but the thing comes down to me, I wouldn't have known. You understand?
Yeah.
And I'm working with the human blood, see? And I wouldn't know if it hadn't been for the fact of all of these other activities of how the infrastructure was so decrepit that they had to cover it up and then use this as a way of having site-specific damage to people.
That's the reality.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
You're making some very good points. I'd like to address something to Mike. I want to say that this is a very strange thing that our government has done. I would put it in the category of being absolutely bizarre in terms of advancing a depopulation or extermination project. But there
it doesn't get any more evil than that.
Well, you know, the thing is, it almost defies belief.
It does,
and
yeah.
I think that is one of the reasons that this fell into favor, because it's a very far-reaching and it does this particular system. You know, people go, wait a second, this is like too weird. But the fact is, look at the documentation. Now, I think one of the reasons they chose this, first of all, it's almost impossible to detect because the work's under the street and nobody thinks anything if the city crews come around digging up water lines. And second of all, it's a pretty strange and bizarre thing to do. So it would inspire disbelief if somebody were to uncover this. And I think this all works in their favor.
In fact, what Janet's pointing out is part of psychology. In other words, when you have facilitators that are trained at universities to go around and try to change your view when you go in front of a city council and you bring up the fact, listen, chloramine is a genotoxic and a mutagenic agent. In other words, it changes chromosome, mutagenic, genotoxic, it means it changes the genes. We're just talking about one subject. We have over 1,500 disinfectant byproducts in there, and 8 of them can cause cancer directly within a very short time. And the government denies it. They put it under the whole facet of the thing. The secret of psychology is to numb your brain in terms of information. In other words, it's like a disinformation, Mike.
Sure, baffle them with the BS.
See, yeah. In other words, anything. So this is why a lot of talk show people skirt around it because they don't have the knowledge base that Janet has put forth on the table today. And the other thing is that they don't have, if you will, I'm not trying to tout my own show, but the whole thing comes down to the fact that other talk show hosts listen to what I have to say, and they repeat me. And there are other people that call and talking to them and say, well, listen, instead, I'll be happy if you want to repeat it, but make sure that you tell the public it's knowledge. It's not BS. See, that's how the government works. They
sure.
work in the concept of doublespeak, and they're trained in it. They never finish the sentence. So if somebody says, well, we're improving your infrastructure, you say, hey, that's great. But Janet's putting out the valuable thing. We need to get into the second hour that she's come up with about the valves, how they're connected, and they're two valves.
Sure.
You know, all these things that are little, they're subtle statements that were made, but they're a whole storybook of somebody thought of it, Mike.
Sure. Well, can I just ask one question? I know I'm taking a lot of time. Is there a water filter that can take out chloramine?
No.
Oh, boy.
Not yet. Don't anybody tell you the carbon filter is going to work, Mike.
Not even Berkeley? What about bottled water? Is that
something? Well, I've had shows on bottled water, and I'll be glad to talk about it. Bottled water has about 25% chemicals in it you don't want to know about.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, thanks a lot for your help.
Oh, absolutely.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
This is Parker Pathways, June 17th, year 2007, and this is a live show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and I want to make just one. I want to make this comment that I worked with earlier about the Hardy-Weinberg law, which is a population genetics law. When you're working on the economy of scale naturally in medicine, the phrase is, well, 5% of the population is expendable. In other words, that's the way the pharmaceutical drugs are modeled. That's the way most medicine is. And the things in medical science, particularly when you're working in the areas I am with clinical laboratory testing, your equilibrium system is 5% as a write-off. And that's the way they work. They don't tell the public that, basically, but that's the truth of it. That's why it's called there isn't any substantial adverse effect from this poison or of this toxin. That's the favorite phrase, and when you say that, you're talking about 5% of the population being expendable. Now, under the Hardy-Weinberg law, any populations, very few populations are really in equilibrium, and when you're planning a social extermination, you want the following things not to occur. In other words, the Hardy-Weinberg law identifies really the mechanisms of really evolutionary changes that, happen with the gene signals. And you want to be able to predict that either one or four conditions are not met, and one of them is that mutations are not met. Individuals leave or enter populations, and non-random mating and natural selection occurred, and small populations exist. Well, naturally, if you're controlling certain situations, I want to give you a clue. If you have the latest laws that were on the books for some time on how you label what goes in your food and where it comes from, it's called the country of labeling law. Now, that law was set up to label the ethnic choice of the food. Now, to you as a consumer, you would say, well, that sounds great. The folks of different ethnic groups can pick out different foods and the rest of it. But when I first exposed the concept of the disinfectant byproducts and the cancerous agents being in the irrigation water from the recycled water, it was ethnically selected. So the whole concept of selection of irrigation water has been going on for a long time. They know who eats more lettuce or who eats more peppers or eats more meats. And this is, in fact, the ethnic labeling law is going to be discussed again this week. Bring it back. They want to bring it back. In other words, the selection concept of ethnicity is not something that is a paranoid statement. That's really going on. That's why I went against the FDA trying to make water as a drug. That was last month. And it was a concept of having food and supplements being classed as a drug, and they've been trying to do that for years at the FDA, and have water as a drug. And I led the fight on that, and it's been in committee. Now, I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but it'll be in the next month. If they control this as a drug, they can control the prescription, who gets it, and how it's done. So the whole process is population control. We have a caller, Heather, in Oregon. Are you there, Heather?
Yes, Heather. Hi, Dr. Parker.
Yes, hello, Heather.
I really love your show. I've been listening for quite a few months. And I have a question in relation to this. Have you heard of the EPA kind of pushing for these water runoff utility departments being formed in cities?
Yes, that's part of the development of the reusable water to be mixed with the blended water, which they deny they're doing.
Okay, because here's the strange thing. They're voting on this coming week. And I went to this last city council meeting to find out what it was really about, and I live in the high desert where they boast less than 12 inches of rainfall a year, and they're charging according to the impervious or hard surface that you own, and we also have our drinking water far exceeds the EPA standards, so I can't understand how they make this a problem where they need to charge all this money, unless maybe this is part of their effort to produce these revenues to do something with the actual water system.
They're charging, as I understand it, Heather, they are going around the country with facilitators specifically designed to have the excess utility rates under the guise of improvement. Again, we get back to the infrastructure discussion. This comes under the Critical Infrastructure Protection Act of the year 2001 under the U.S. Patriot Act. And what this is a retrofitting of the basic, what's called the catchment areas. If you can control the water on the second pipe on the catchment area, you now are controlling the food agricultural system. And so the drinking water is incidental, even though it's part of your discussion. Number two, there are costs that the EPA wants to control rather than the state control. That's a reality. People deny it. They're a blind spot to it. But what they've done is gone to the Council of Mayors, who put all the money on the table as a lobbyist group, and say, we want this money for us to manage. The EPA is saying, we're going to give you a cutoff on the differential price of the utility tax as long as we control this other money to do what we want to do. See how that goes,
okay.
Heather?
Mm-hmm.
You see how that goes? And that's reality. That's reality. And people who deny this very poignant point that you're bringing out their head is in the sand. They don't know we're at war with our own government, you know? We'll see you at the other end of the break, and thank you for the call, Heather.
Well, thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and it's June 17, 2007, and this is a live show, and call-in number is 800-313-9443. We have Janet Phelan, reporter extraordinaire who has written a title of subject and defined it accurately, Water as a Weapon. And one of the things, Janet, that intrigued me was what happened to you on the redacted information story part of your discussion about what you were looking at. That totally fascinates me, the amount of effort that was put in to redact blueprints for you to look at. Can you go into that for just a few minutes and tell the audience about that?
I certainly can, and I still have pages and pages because I asked the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. You know, I purchased these quote-unquote blueprints, drawings that they gave me. Earlier this year, I'm living in the Northwest now, but I was on a trip down to L.A., and I had been making specific requests to the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power for blueprints. I initially began to research this down in Los Angeles, because I was living in that area, and then I moved up to the Northwest, and then was also able to get some real blueprints from Spokane. So when I made these requests to the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, initially I'm told, well, we just don't have any blueprints. And then, you know, I just kept pushing the point. So I was contacted late last year following a Public Records Act request. I got a letter from the general manager, who is Ronald Deaton of the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, saying, yes, we have blueprints for you, and you can view, you know, with option to copy. We've redacted some sensitive information, any, you know, a little bit about national security.
Yeah.
So I went in for my blueprint viewing session. It was, I believe, in February or March of this year.
Well, they asked you to come in the room.
Yes, that's how you do it.
I know you do. Yeah.
With viewing, with option to copy, you get to look, and then you
say,
I want this one or this one.
Right.
I copied off pages and pages. Now, what they gave me, and every single blueprint that I was shown was stamped redacted, which means, actually redacted means that they have removed or altered. If you look at the dictionary definition of redacted, it means, you know, that certain information has been excised or altered. Every single blueprint that I was given was stamped redacted, and this double line was not in evidence in I'd say 90% of the blueprints. Every now and then I'd have a blueprint with a double line, and there were virtually no valves indicated at all. Every now and then you'd see a hydrant valve indicated, but virtually no valves, no valves on the main lines, no valves on the service lines, no service lines, no service lines.
Isn't that amazing? That's a lot of work to do, you know, Janet.
They went to a lot of work because they had to create entirely new blueprints for me because there was no whiteout and no blackout. So they went to the trouble, with our taxpayers' money, by the way, of creating entirely new blueprints for me to satisfy my requests, letting me know that they would be excised or altered, and they certainly were. So I have just sheets of those at home, and they are virtually useless. So, you know, this is what our government is now up to. Now, I would like to say something here. To honor one of America's fallen, Dr. Geetha Ongara. A lot of people have asked me, well, projects like this, they're bound to be whistleblowers. On February 8th, I believe I have the date here. It was either 2005 or 2006, and please forgive me for this lapse of memory. But
I've heard of him.
Her.
I'm sorry, yes.
Dr. Geetha Ongara was a Ph.D. chemist who worked for the Passaic, New Jersey Water District. Her job was water quality testing. And on February 8th, I believe it was 2005, shortly after Homeland Security had come around and held little seminars at that plant, Dr. Geetha Ongara was murdered at work.
Yeah.
Her body was found. She was choked, strangled. Her body was found dumped into a tank. This remains an unsolved homicide. I have spoken with her husband, Jaya Ongara. He is quite concerned that the police department has been very lackadaisical in pursuing, trying to find out who at that plant, and the perception is it's one of the co-workers who murdered Dr. Geetha Ongara, and what did that woman know?
I've heard of her. In fact, I don't have it available to me, but I can remember one article that she wrote. It's published in the Science Journal. I'm going to have to carry that through. In fact, I'm going to take the liberty of asking you to come on again on my show if you do that, if you're willing to do that.
And, I would like very much to do so.
And I'm going to get Dr. Ongara's work up I'm trying to remember. Well, I can't think. There are three things that they were talking about were the halide and sulfide concentrations that would change the amniotic fluid in pregnant women. And so I remember this article. It was extensive. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, as I said, you know, people have said, well, there's bound to be whistleblowers. Well, we may have had a whistleblower in Dr. Ongara, but we'll never know.
Yeah.
Because that lady is no longer with us. We should be aware that a number of scientists who are working on sensitive projects have ended up as unsolved homicides in the last number of years. I believe that Steve Quayle has been cataloging these. I think there's well over 100. Dr. Geeta Ongara is the only one I'm aware of who would have had information about water. But there's a constellation of issues under which seems to be, you know, quite fatal to be working on certain projects at this point, like NCAL, like Human Genome Project, et cetera, all of which have other implications.
Well, this is there's another aspect of this that that we can get into a bar raising situation. This is a situation here that I think that people will agree we're at war. We're at war with whatever ideological label you want to put on it, but there's some people out there that don't like America, period. I mean, we can get general about it. And I am, and always have been, very much, you might say, American, and I believe in the idea of, after all, I'm a veteran. You know, I mean, I look at things, every once in a while I back off and take off my hat as a scientist and the rest of it, or, you know, the law, and I put it on the side, and take a shot of whiskey and look at it and say to myself, well, you know, why would the government consider this a security discussion we're having on air right now, and say, well, this is a security issue. We can't discuss this. There are people that are in charge of medical schools who go on air and say, well, there isn't any effect from perchlorate, which is a byproduct from rocket fuel that causing follicular thyroid cancer, but there are patients who die with follicular thyroid cancer where they say, well, no, it's excreted in 7 days. And then you've got professors from Tufts University who say, well, there isn't any evidence of bioaccumulation of the body based upon chloramine and the rest of it, yet the whole purpose of the liver is to keep you from bioaccumulating nitrogen. That's your, if you don't do it, you'll die. You know, I mean, just simple. We're just getting simple here. And, well, why would the pipe issue, if when we're just looking at it backward, it just turn this over and say, well, why would there be such a defense to try to kill somebody because they're exposing the fact that this might be this pipe situation might be harmful? I mean, just looking at it from the, if it's supposed to be a security issue. I mean, you understand what I'm trying to say. I mean, there are things that I want to say because of the things I know, but I would never expose a security issue. That's my point. Then why would somebody say that this is a problem? That Janet Phelan's work is this seems sinister. It is. But who? Why is it sinister? This is my point. I'm getting simplified with a very complex issue here. But do you know what I'm trying to say?
Well, I'm not entirely sure that I do, Dr. Parker.
Yeah.
What I see here is that America, as we have been told that it is, and America as it really is, are two entirely different kind of animals. And
I used to call it the shadow government.
Well, you know, I grew up in this country feeling very glad and lucky to be born in America. My mother was German Jewish. My father was Irish Catholic, and my mother's side of the family had come over before that dreadful thing happened in Hitler's Germany. But I certainly felt very glad that the family had. And I remember on Holocaust Remembrance Day a few years ago, I was in Iowa City, and they read off the names. For 24 hours, they just read off the names of those who had died in those camps. And we were on Germany, and they were reading off the Strausses, and my mother's maiden name was Strauss. And I just heard name after name after name. And I thought, well, you know, at one point, I had felt very lucky to be in this country. But we do know that under Operation Paperclip, a lot of those Nazi scientists were given jobs here in the United States.
That's
right.
And
they escaped prosecution. And, you know, the feeling of safety that I had personally for having escaped the fate of my not-so-fortunate German relatives, that feeling of safety is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, this is what I'm. This is what I was inferring. I mean, why would you look at this as people defending this pipe story as a security issue? For what reason? You see what I'm saying?
Well, you know, obviously those who are planning and constructing this system would not want it exposed, and their security, I'm sure, is at risk for this kind of report.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to confuse national security, which should be the security of all of the citizens of the United States of America, to confuse national security with the security of those who are constructing systems like this is to completely skew and pervert the idea of national security.
Now you've hit upon exactly what I was what I was trying to get to. We have another layer of people here to simplify it. I mean, we've got another layer. Yeah, yeah. I what you're saying, I totally agree with. There are differences here. The difference of national security versus the personal decision to make these decisions and implement it, have Congress vote money on it, and have all this effort to show you redacted blueprints is, if we were in a court of law and we were talking about a criminal act, we would say that somebody had the intention to kill.
I'm afraid that that's what we're looking at. Now, I would like to state something here about the legal aspect of this. When I moved up to Idaho, which was about a year ago, I started working with a local paralegal. His name is Steve David. And the idea here was we were going to make some Public Records Act requests, and when they were denied, we were going to take this into court. And we were going to hopefully be suing maybe the city of L.A. and or Santa Monica for violating the California Public Records Act and refusing to tender up the information we were requesting. And I was paying Steve for this work. A couple months into it, he was hitching into town, and he got picked up by an SUV. And per his own report, and he put some of this in a letter to me, they were federal officers, and they wanted to have a little talk with him about what he was doing with Janet Phelan. And subsequent to that, it just got so hard. Steve said he'd stay on the project, but he was not working on it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so at some point we simply, you know, there began to be a lot of conflict and friction concerning, you know, why. I was saying there's an urgency here. We've got to get this into court. He just had become extremely disinterested in doing further work.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about, you know, people who are trying, who may have information and skills to address this issue. Possibly Deesa Ongara. Certainly Steve David has the paralegal skills to put this into court. And we talk about the reality of what happens when you try to bring information out about this. So at this point, we have no court case concerning this. I have not been able to, you know, get this into court.
Yeah.
I want to say a couple words here about wells. I'm up here now in northern Idaho. A lot of people are on wells, and a lot of these people, you know, feel that their well water is pretty safe. Back in, I believe it was 2002, there were a number of reports in the Idaho Observer concerning a group called Watchmen on the Wall, which was holding town hall meetings in order to address a certain water issue. And what had been discovered and reported here was that federal agents and, I believe, agents of the Idaho Water Resources State Agency were found trespassing on private land and putting GPS locating devices on private wells. And there was a big uproar, there were town hall meetings, and that is another issue that, you know, should be addressed for those who feel that they're safe.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. They were doing this in Minnesota, too. And, yeah, that's a very important point. That's that satellite tracking system so they know where what they put in the well. Yeah. We'll come back and on the last 5 minutes of the Parker Pathway Show, and we'll do a little summation of what we talk about.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we've been discussing the work of Janet Phelan concerning water as a weapon, And Janet's last statement before the break occurred was the idea of folks there in Idaho putting a GPS on private water wells. I consider that statement to be extraordinarily important because we kind of bounced around on several shows this past year on tracking of contaminants in water wells, and people do think they're safe, but they're not. And Janet's coming in on that one. We should do another show, Janet, on that subject because that ties in with the idea of what I call water blueprints. How can anyone get a hold of you, Janet? And we have our last few minutes of the show, and you can give a summation of what you would like to say on your own work.
Well, actually, I would like very much to do another show. We suddenly have some noise pollution going on here. I'm very sorry about that. Basically, what we have here is a government. We have leadership of our country, which was not elected in 2000 or 2004. That's officially what is called a coup. We have the leadership of our country now vested in President Bush, who is definitely has ties through his grandfather, Prescott Bush, who was considered the U.S. money man for what happened in Hitler's war effort. So we have Nazi ties in the highest levels of power who we did not elect. And we now have wars that are raging that are highly reminiscent of the imperialistic sorts of efforts that we saw with Adolf Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Missing from all this is the domestic extermination policy of Adolf Hitler. And what I am positing here is that the people in power learned their lessons from Adolf Hitler, and they have mastered the art of the spin, and that they have indeed codified and authorized a domestic extermination policy in Section 817 of the Patriot Act. And I need to stress again, this is a highly selected system so that we as a populace, it could be determined who is living where, and those who are considered the undesirables could be taken care of. Basically, with the throwing of a switch. And what Hitler attempted to do there were far more, it was the Jews, the gypsies, the communists, the disabled, the homosexuals, all of this could be taken care of without alerting the populace and alerting the world to the kinds of outrage that was exhibited at what Hitler did. All of this could be accomplished with the throwing of a switch. And
now,
this is what we are now facing.
This is really your interpretation of the Prescott Bush situation. Yeah. Well, listen, this has been an honor to have you on, Janet. This is very important information you have, and perhaps that we can have another show to go into even more detail on the backstory of how this all started. And I want to dedicate this show to all the fathers of America, and Sam and my own father, and I also want to dedicate this show to Janet in his own way. She's been the guest, but I want to dedicate the show to her for the courage to be able to write about this subject and present it to the public, and to have it on Parker Pathways. We can start more information that might be helpful without thinking we're overthrowing the government, you know, because we're overthrowing ourselves internally in our bodies. God bless America.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth.